I'm not gonna waste much time here. I'm gonna play our theme song. We do have a guest named Puck. I'm not sure at which point he's going to enter the studio, but we will be talking to him for a long time. Very long time. And so, Mike, why are you moving to New York City?
Well, as you all might know, I've got a I've got an interest in music. And
what kind of music? All kinds?
Any kind of music. The only kind of music I don't like is country.
Yeah, I don't like rap.
Yeah, you know, I mean, country really gets under my skin. But I do respect it. I respect Orson Welles. You know, I've been seeing on TV. I saw the show Monk. I saw the show.
Oh, it's on the news. It's on the TV.
Yeah, and I, you know, New York's a city that has got a lot of culture going for it. You know.
Mm.
And you know, and I thought. I says to myself, I should move there for maybe to give myself a shot at being an artist.
Yeah.
You know, be music or painting or pastel, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah. I think you should definitely pursue some pastel in New York City.
So, I'm leaving in a couple weeks.
I just wanted to put my two cents in.
Sure, they get her bright in that mic there, man. Don't be shy. It's not going to bite.
So, I just think you always got to do as your heart say. So.
Wait. What?
You always got to do as your heart say. I actually get food at this same Mexican restaurant about every week, about once or twice a week. And I heard this song while I was eating all the time. Da 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 da. And it was played on violins, a bluegrass cover of the original. I didn't know the original, but a pretty little ditty.
But you knew it was a cover.
And I looked it up on Shazam or SoundHound.
Yeah, or Groove Shark, Pandora.
Phone app that finds you a song, and I found out it is a cover of a wonderful song, where and the words are, concrete jungle where dreams are made to inspire you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's about New York.
That's right.
Now, following your...
I'm not sure about this, but I've actually heard of a lot of artists write songs about New York. I don't know why that is. You know, I'm moving there because of the culture, but I don't think it's that great of a place. I'd much rather stay in Cleveland. But Cleveland doesn't have a big enough pastel scene.
I'm sorry, I kind of dropped out of this conversation. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. So, Adam, New York City, great town, lots of people. You can do something every single night of the night, every single day of the night. Why do you live in Utah?
I live there for lots of reasons. My girl.
Yep, gotta be with your girl.
Oh, you got a girl back home?
I do.
She's waiting for you back there. She a 5-star girl?
5 stars. 5 out of 5. She's a. She's white. I got a nice smile, got really good hair.
Taller than most, right? Very tall?
No, I would say about 5 foot. She looks pretty sad, but...
Sad girls are cute, man.
Yeah, But I would say the thing that, you know, a lot of people say, oh, my girl's got beautiful eyes. First thing I noticed, I was at the amusement park. Love at first sight. I saw her eyes. They were beautiful. Mostly, I noticed her face is very asymmetrical.
I know what you're talking about. That ace from that symmetrical nose.
Yeah. It's just downright crooked.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's like one half's like a teddy bear nose, super cute. The other side's like a witch's nose. You said she looks sad. Do you mean that she looks like her expression is sad, or you feel sad when you look at her?
Her expression is sad.
But do you also feel sad when you look at her?
No, absolutely not.
So I don't want to get into details about colors, hair, eyes.
Everything is some shade of brown, ranging from very light tan to warm reddish brown.
Cool. Also, green eggs and ham. All right, I gotta ask, who does the cooking?
Mostly her roommates.
And what do they usually cook?
Green eggs and ham, but
hey, you gotta eat cheap.
Yeah, we eat a lot of Triscuits and
nothing's cheaper than green eggs.
Her roommates make us a lot of like lemonade and Triscuits.
Oh, probably not a lot of sugar in the lemonade, right?
Not very much. No.
Sort of just tastes like yellow water.
Yeah, it's mostly just food coloring and plain water.
You got a green eggs and ham meal that her roommate cooks. And the beverage is a colored water. And are the Triscuits on the side? Are they before the meal, after the meal, or is that just a snack?
Totally separate meal.
Okay, so you got meals ranging from green eggs and ham to Triscuit. And the beverage that accompanies each meal is the colored water, or is it just...
No, yellow water only. And actually, it's not even yellow. It's, to think of it, red. Light red.
Ah, yes. Yes. Interesting.
Light red.
Light red water.
I'd call that pink, so... Yeah.
So you describe that... You described it as lemonade, but...
It tastes like lemon. Looks light red. I mean... And then,
you're fumbling over your words, man. Yeah, I'm starting to get worried.
Touch you, but let's move on to something else real quick. I was at Constantino's. I saw the darndest thing. I saw mini Triscuits. Mini Triscuits. Easier to eat. You know, I always thought... Excuse me. A Triscuit's too big to eat in one bite. Also too salty. So I bought a box. Still haven't opened it.
Those are called croutons.
Oh, sorry. And we're back. So we've got with us now, and this is completely unannounced. We weren't sure if this was happening or not. We still aren't totally sure what's going on, but we have our good long, I think we'd call him a friend. His name is Puck. Puck has been around for about at least 10 years, but I don't think you'd call him a 10-year-old. Welcome, Puck.
Oh, yeah, hello!
How do you do?
Good.
Good?
So, how old... for someone that has never met Puck before, how would you describe yourself?
Oh, whimsical.
That's a good word.
Whimsical, wheezy, wonderful, Wonka.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see Wonka.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's been through a lot of stress.
Stress.
Yes. Also,
joy. Joy. Strength in your body. When the body crumbles, starts to die like an old car. Grandma was talking to Puck today.
Is this Grandma Grimba?
Grimba.
Wait, are you talking about Grandma or Grimba?
Are you talking about Grimba or Grandma Grimba? Or Grimbus?
Ooh, Grandma.
Are you talking about Grimbus?
No, Grandma. Grandma was saying, just today, the body dies like an old car. Old car rests and starts to stop like an old body. Body crumbles, build it up, or let it die.
You talking more about this crumbling, you mean?
Ankles become brittle. Crumble. Like a cheese on a salad.
Or a cookie?
Or a cookie.
What? Can you talk about that cookie a little bit more? I'm getting hungry.
So, at a time, a cookie is just a dough. Just a malleable piece of slime and chips and all sorts of ingredients. You bake it, and it becomes hard. Like a bone, a marrow. And it dries.
You said that perfect Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Oh, keep talking, Puck. No, seriously.
Much less bone dries your skin.
I don't remember the last time I cried like this.
Yeah.
I'm a grown man, Puck.
Yes.
Jesus.
So the skin may crumble as your bones. It dries upon your flesh and falls from your body like dried mud. And what ails you? Puck doesn't know old age, sunburn.
What did you get? What was your grade on your most recent test that you took?
A.
Dang.
Always an A.
Do you need to study, or is it, how do you get your knowledge?
Looking, feel. Looking and feeling. And Professor Say always, if not a good score, A for effort. Puck, A for effort.
P for Puck.
No, A. An
P.
A.
P for Puck. P for Puck.
Okay. Anyone want to hear a story about Uncle Slit?
I was just going to ask. Tell us about Uncle Slit. Please tell us about Uncle Slit.
All right. So, Uncle Slit was a good man and quiet. A good man. Simple man, worked in the mines. One Christmas, working in the mines caved in, and Uncle Slith was turned into a monster. The end.
You got a way of tugging at my heartstrings, Puck.
Yeah, that's sad about Uncle Slit, man.
Puck likes to bounce on the heartstrings like a mania. I make a man weep like a man.
Were you close with Uncle Slit?
No.
Is he your uncle?
No.
Whose uncle is he, and why even tell the story if you weren't close with him?
And did you ever meet him?
I've seen pictures, is all. He looks like me. So I saw the story. I heard it from a villager who received a Christmas ham and fought him hand to hand and killed him. Their own uncle, on Christmas Day, he sought vengeance. They slit his throat. All right, there you have it, folks. An old classic from one of my favorites, Black Flag, Rollins era. Speaking of hardcore, I saw Black Flag in concert, 10, 20 years ago. Before they were famous. in a house.
Wow.
Yeah.
No
shit. Same with the classics. I'm a person just like you. I've got better things to do.
Sure, so you were straight edge at the time.
Yes.
Are you still?
No, before. I was corrupted.
Oh, you drink cheap beer. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. That's all I've got to say about that.
You interest me sometimes.
You also bore me.